This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
The summer's a great time to play outside, but with the extreme heat and kids are running around and they don't even think about drinking water, but dehydration can happen pretty quickly and some of it's not always as noticeable. Guest today, Dr. Corey Cross, spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics and fan favorite here at Radio MD. So Dr. Cross, were early warning signs of dehydration, how do you know at the very beginning when we're watching our kids that, you know what, maybe they didn't drink as much water as they should be?
So, I mean, really, you just have to think about how hot it is, but also how humid it is, because a lot of times your body can't cool off because you cool off by sweating, and when it's super humid, you can't sweat as much. So you want to take an idea of that heat index, and when the heat index is above 90, you want to have your radar on that. This is a time when your kid could, you know, start having those heat cramps or start getting dehydrated or whatnot. So you want to look at them and say, are they feeling dizzy? Are they getting a little bit of a headache? Maybe they're seeming more tired than you would expect them to. Those are, you know, really at the very beginning what you would see and notice. And you want to just keep saying, you know, you need to be drinking water. And really, you need to take, if you're doing outdoor activity, you need to be drinking water basically 3 to 4 times an hour. Every 15 to 20 minutes, you need to be drinking water. So really, if you're going to go outside for a bike ride or whatever, you want to be taking water with you, because that's the only way you're ever going to drink that much water while you're outside in that type of weather. And you want to make sure that if you're doing really heavy activity, that you're also losing your salt when you're sweating. So you need to replace that. And so I am usually not a proponent of sports drinks, but when you're out there doing, you know, maybe your football camps or whatever, you know, sports drinks are definitely, there's a place for them, and this might be the place for it, because you definitely need to replace the salt as well as the fluids when you're really sweating and you're out in the heat.
You're a pediatrician. Is there any truth to looking at the urine color to see if it's really dark? Then you know if your kids are peeing or they're not peeing a lot or it's really dark, that means that
Absolutely.
They need to hydrate more?
Absolutely. So, I mean, other things you'll see as you go from just your mild symptoms of dehydration to more of your heat exhaustion is what they call it. You're going to have heavy sweating. You're going to feel dizzy, maybe some nausea, the headaches, your heartbeat will start going faster, and you will have dark colored urine, or even for little kids, they might not be peeing, right? So if you're realizing you're not changing as many diapers or your little toddler isn't asking to go to the bathroom all day, like that's dehydration as well. But as you get the older kids, you're not necessarily going to know that they have dark urine, but you can tell them, hey, if you're peeing and it really looks, you know, super dark, you're definitely not drinking enough. That's definitely an indication. And, you know, from there you go on from your heat exhaustion. If you don't stop and get out of the heat, so when you're dehydrated, you give them water. When you start having that heat exhaustion where you're feeling dizzy and you're getting a little bit of a fast heartbeat and you're starting to sweat even though you're not doing a lot of activity, and maybe you're, you know, having that dark colored urine, at that point, you're out of the heat. You need to get out of the heat. You need to get to a cool, shady place. You need to go in and have, you know, it's inside by the air conditioning. You need to have some water, and you need to cool off. That's what you need to do. If you've got little kids, you want to take off their tight extra clothing, anything like that. You want to, you know, maybe put them in a cool bath if you're noticing that they're starting to do this. You want to make sure that you're not giving your kids soda, because caffeinated drinks make you even more dehydrated. And then if you don't treat heat exhaustion, then that's when it can become heat stroke. And so the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke is, in heat stroke, your actual internal temperature of your body is increasing. And so it's like you have a fever. You go up to about 104 degrees. And once you hit 104, that's the criteria for heat stroke. And at this point, sometimes you even stop sweating. So if you've gone this far, you may not see the sweating. And heat stroke, because you're actually hot inside, it's extremely dangerous, because you can die from this, you can damage your organs from this. So this is a serious thing. So if you end up having a child or a teenager who, you know, has been doing maybe a sports camp or something where they really are just pushing themselves too hard, and they get up to 104 degrees and they are going through heat stroke, this is when you call 911. Like, you do want to try to cool them down until they get there. But this is a medical emergency. This isn't just like, okay, you're going to go sit under a tree for a little while.
Okay, so a medical emergency, emergency room or pediatrician call? I mean, what if you're on vacation, you're up at a lake or you're up at some place like that? Do you advise going to one of the walk-in clinics, or is this emergency room thing?
This is an emergency room thing. If you're having actual heat stroke, so, you know, the symptoms of heat stroke are when you are really confused, you're definitely out of it, you can end up having a seizure, you're having your fast heart breathing, your fast heart rate, you're definitely anxious, disoriented. I mean, this is something where the parents would be very, very nervous. This isn't just, I don't feel a little well. This is, I have a headache, I'm dizzy, maybe I'm not sweating, my muscles are cramping, I'm throwing up, you know, I'm breathing fast, my heart's beating quickly, I'm not making a lot of sense. This is something where the parents are going to want to go to the emergency room. This is serious. And while you call 911, what you do is you try to just, you uncover the person, you try to, you obviously get them in the shade or air conditioning, you try to cool them down with damp rags and put a fan on them so that you're trying to evaporate the water, you're trying to cool them off. And so for older kids, for teenagers, there's a lot of things that sometimes can contribute to this. So they might be on allergy medicines. Maybe they have, you know, seasonal allergies, so they're on antihistamine. Most kids aren't on blood pressure or heart medications, but they could be. Some kids are taking diet pills or amphetamines, or maybe unfortunately doing stuff in the evenings like drugs that we don't know about. But all of this can increase their risk of having the stroke. You could have kids who are taking laxatives because they're trying to drop weight, antidepressants, antipsychotics, any sort of diuretics, which are in your Pamperins sometimes and in your Midols, those medicines for your menstrual cramps. So all of that can increase your risk of having a heat stroke, and then alcohol and caffeine. So you can see how your older teenagers could do one or more of these things that can put them at added risk. And then they go to a sports camp and they're trying really hard, and maybe their coach is trying to really push them to get into shape, and this is the first time they're doing it, you know, and they haven't really acclimated to the heat and exercising in it. And all of a sudden you have one of these situations.
Well, now, so speaking of teens and such, heat cramps, the first thing we were talking about, is much more common, can happen very quickly and very easily.
Absolutely. And so you want to stop exercising and massage that.
That's right. And we need to educate our kids and even those coaches.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that, you know, when the kids are saying that they're cramping up, that this isn't, okay, well, you take a lap because you're not in good shape. This is, okay, well, we need to acclimate and we need to slowly get back into shape. And, you know, you don't penalize kids because they're either overweight or not in shape. You help them to get there slowly. So when they have these heat cramps, they have to stop. They have to massage it. They need to replace their water and their salt. And they need to get out of the sun for a little while. And then they can start again the next day, or they can start again a little bit later. But when they're having these cramps, you don't push through this.
No, absolutely. That's really great advice. So wrap it up for us, Dr. Cross, about dehydration and how easily it can happen in the summer when you're busy and you're active and there's heat and it all combines.
So really, you just have to think ahead. You have to think, how hot is it going to be today? Keep an idea on the temperature, the heat index, which really gives you a sense of how humid it is and how dangerous it is out there. You know, everybody knows between the hours of like 10 and 5, it gets even hotter. So, you know, plan your activities accordingly. Always bring water with you, because you need to be drinking 3 to 4 times an hour. And unless you have water with you, you're not going to be able to do that. And then as soon as you feel that you're having cramps or you're getting a little dizzy, you know that, hey, I need to take this seriously. And if you take it seriously right in the beginning, you won't get to the point of heat stroke. And we need to make sure when we send our kids to camps that we are not just leaving it up to our kids to tell the coaches that they need to take water breaks, that we're there and we're saying, hey, we expect them taking this many water breaks. We expect them not, you know, being out in the sun for this long because it's going to be super hot today. We as parents need to stand up for our kids and let the coaches know what we think is appropriate, because that's the only way that type of situation is going to change.
That is great advice, and I hope everyone has a great summer and drinks lots of water, keeps hydrated. This is Melanie Cole on Healthy Children. Stay well.